Folks, we reported earlier this morning that Donald Trump was unable to secure a bond in the New York Attorney General's civil fraud case, and he was telling the appellate division that he basically needs their help to stay the enforcement of the judgment against him because he claims he doesn't have the ability to post this bond himself right now, and he claims he was unable to even identify a surety that would be willing to post a surety bond on his behalf. And this comes from, again, Donald Trump, who he himself and his lawyers, they go out every single day bragging about how rich he is and it's going to be so easy to post a bond. But like everything with Donald Trump, it is yet another lie. The filing, by the way, that Donald Trump filed was about 4,700 pages when you add up all of the exhibits. So when I reported earlier this morning about Donald Trump's inability to post the bond and asking for the stay and how no surety would work with him, I obviously couldn't go through all 4,700 pages at that moment, but I went through the main motion to reveal all of the statements Donald Trump basically saying he doesn't have the means to be able to post a bond equal to at least $464 million. And you probably would need a little more than that to actually post this bond. But now, having read it, we now see a declaration from Donald Trump's general counsel at the Trump Organization, someone by the name of Alan Garten, who talks about how Donald Trump basically went out begging 30 different, at least 30, more than 30 surety companies trying to get them to post a surety bond. And all of them either viewed Donald Trump as a significant risk or Donald Trump was unable to make a deal with them. As you go through this filing and this declaration, here's from Alan Garten's affidavit. Again, Alan Garten is the general counsel at the Trump Organization right now, so he says he is. This is how Adam Klasfeld says it. He goes, within the past week, negotiations collapsed with Chubb, the insurance giant who provided the bond on the E. Jean Carroll judgment. Now, you could imagine why there. Chubb, I think, fully understood the risk too little too late after posting the bond for Donald Trump and E. Jean Carroll. Because what did Donald Trump do immediately after Chubb served as the surety bond there? Donald Trump went and further defamed E. Jean Carroll at the various rallies and events, making this posting of the surety bond incredibly risky for Chubb. And I know that their shareholders there were just absolutely livid. Chubb, what are you doing? You're posting a bond for an adjudicated rapist? Are you out of your mind? I did a whole hot take here that did really well, where we went through the letter that Chubb's chairman had to basically send to the shareholders explaining why they did it. Let's take a look at this affidavit. Paragraph 8 says, while defendants had been actively negotiating a bond collateralized, this is from Trump's lawyer, while defendants, Trump and others, had been actively negotiating a bond collateralized by both liquid assets and real property with Chubb, one of the largest insurance companies in the world, within the past week, Chubb notified defendants that it could not accept real property as collateral. Though disappointing, this decision was not surprising, given that Chubb was the only surety even willing to consider accepting real estate as collateral. For defendants, this presents a major obstacle. And then there's a footnote which talks about some of the other sureties contacted by defendants' brokers included, and it lists like a ton of them. Applied Underwriters, Alliance, Inada, Arch, Argo, Ascot, AXA, Berkeley, Berkshire Hathaway, Cap, Specialty, Chubb, Cincinnati, CNA Surety, Dual Access, Everest, Re, Frankmonth, Hartford, Hudson, IAT, Intact, Liberty, Munich, Philadelphia Indemnity, Main Street, Markel, Nationwide, Skyward, Great Midwest, Sompo, Swiss Re, Tokio Marine, HCC, Travelers, and Zurich. And according to this declaration by Alan Garten, again, the general counsel for the Trump Organization, they claim that none of these surety companies or companies that have surety divisions were willing to actually post a surety bond. And
sleep is the foundation of our mental and physical health. When you are sleeping well, you can perform at your best mentally and physically. Proper sleep can also increase focus, boost energy, and improve your mood. Introducing Beams Dream Powder, a science-packed, healthy hot cocoa for sleep. If you know me, you know that Dream has been a game changer for my sleep. Sometimes I find myself up at night in bed with my thoughts and uneasiness. Well, that was the case until I started drinking Beams Dream Powder. Prior to Beams Dream Powder, the poor sleep and late night staying up really affected my mood and energy, but not anymore. And today, our listeners get a special discount on Beams Dream Powder, their science-backed, healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Now available in delicious flavors like chocolate peanut butter, cinnamon cocoa, and sea salt caramel with only 15 calories and 0 grams of sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better. Other sleep aids can cause next day grogginess, but Dream contains a powerful all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, melatonin, and nano-CBD to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. The numbers don't lie. In a clinical study, 93% of participants reported Dream helped them get better sleep. Beam Dream is easy to add to your nighttime routine. Just mix Dream into hot water or milk froth and enjoy before bed. Find out why Forbes and New York Times are all talking about Beam and why it's trusted by the world's top athletes and business professionals. If you want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder, get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Midas and use code Midas at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/MEIDAS and use the code Midas for up to 40% off. And now back to the show.
When you go to paragraph 9 of this declaration and it says, for defendants, referring to Donald Trump, the fact that Chubb won't serve as a surety poses a major obstacle, I think to myself, what is the obstacle? Donald Trump would go every day when he would show up in the performative way he did at that New York Attorney General civil fraud trial. And what would he say? He would say, oh, the New York Attorney General, they're undervaluing this unfair judge, Justice Engoron, this deep state judge, Donald Trump would say, he's the one who's valuing Mar-a-Lago at $18 million. In fact, Mar-a-Lago is actually valued at 10, 15, 20 times that. Okay, so you're saying Mar-a-Lago itself, you claim, is valued at around $1.5 to $1.8 billion. That's what you claim right there. You know, and then Donald Trump would be the one. I'm so rich. I have so much money. They don't even realize how much cash I have. Remember one of the things that Donald Trump would also say? He goes, and you know what? When New York Attorney General Letitia James looked at my books, she was impressed about how much cash that I have. And she found out how rich I was. And then I won't play it again because it'll annoy you, I'm sure, if I play these video clips of Trump or Eric Trump. And Eric, but I'll tell you what Eric Trump said. He goes, we're the biggest and best real estate. He does accordion hands like his father. We're the biggest and best real estate corporation in all of the United States of America. And we're being treated this unfairly. That's what he said before. Well, notably, when you actually sought the surety bond and when you are now begging the appellate division in New York to show you leniency and to stay the enforcement of the judgment, one of the things that you're now arguing is that In short, a bond of this size is rarely, if ever, seen. In the unusual circumstances that a bond of this size is issued, it is provided to the largest public companies in the world, not to individuals or privately held businesses. So, in other words, this should go out. I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat. This is just the facts. This man, Donald Trump, is a snake oil salesman. He lies about every single thing. He goes out there, we have the biggest corporation. We're better than any real estate. We're bigger than these public corporations. We're the greatest. And then when they go to court, oh, you can't do this. We're just a mom and pop shop, the Trump Organization. We're just individuals. Why would a judge ever impose such restrictions on us? And here's the thing that we talk about over and over again on the Midas Touch Network. There's nothing that this individual, Trump and the kids, that they won't say or do to try to screw you, to try to screw me, to try to screw this country, to try to screw this world. They are perennial liars. All they do is lie about everything at all. You go back through their other filing where they talk about how, you know, the remaining handful of sureties will only accept hard assets such as real estate, but will only accept, they won't accept hard assets, but will only accept cash or cash equivalents, such as marketable securities. Moreover, sureties would typically require collateral of approximately 120% of the judgment, which would require defendants to hand over collateral in the form of cash or cash equivalents of approximately $557 million. In addition, the sureties would likely charge bond premiums of approximately 2% per year with 2 years in advance and upfront costs of over $18 million. Look, you're the one, your whole life, Trump and your kids, is bragging that you are so rich. And your lawyer goes on TV and says you have all of this money, but you don't. That's the one remaining thesis that a MAGA person goes, oh, well, he's a good businessman, which he was not. He bankrupted everything he's touched his entire life, essentially. And now he's been exposed yet again. And we see in this declaration now, as we comb through this 4,700-page document that they're trying to overwhelm the courts with, what's really going on here. You know what? He's acting like he's indigent. He's acting like he's like an impoverished, you know, party to this case. That's what he's doing right now. That's the type of cases he's citing. It is utterly pathetic that he's doing this and his general counsel's writing these things. But I just want to give you the facts. So tell me what you feel for yourself. But this declaration is, you know, makes this even far more, I think, just pathetic for Donald Trump and everything he said. Share this video. Let people know what's going on. And thanks for watching. I'm Ben Mycelis, and have a wonderful day. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million subs.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.